Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The story of our guest today, Fits in the Tantrums, is sort of the story of a musician quitting his day job. Except that Fitz, lead singer and writer Michael Fitzpatrick's day job was as a studio musician producer in L.A. We'll hear the story today about how a little inspiration and a used organ led to the formation of the band, who caught on strong as a live band first in L.A. and have been spreading ever since. We'll catch up with Michael in a moment, but let's start with Breaking the Chains of Love. From their debut full-length Picking Up the Pieces, it's Fits in the Tantrums, live on stage at World Cafe Live. Indeed. Fits in the Tantrums coming to us live from the stage of World Cafe Live today, bathed in the blue and red lights, just like on the album cover. And wow, it sounds fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Now, Michael Fitzpatrick.
That's correct.
Leader of the band. It's hard to believe that you've, actually before this, you were spending more time in the music business kind of behind the scenes.
I did. I spent a lot of time being a bit of a studio nerd and working for other producers. And just really trying to hone the craft of how to make a great-sounding record at the same time. And that's what always fascinated me with the Motown and Stax period, is that to me, that's the best production ever on records. So that was definitely a goal to try and touch a little bit of that on our recording, you know.
Well, now I understand this began when you moved an organ into your place, or?
It did. You know, I had received this organ kind of haphazardly and got it in my living room and turned it on, and it was late at night. And, you know, sometimes an instrument embodies so much energy and presence of its own. And as soon as I turned it on, it was so inspiring. Anything I played on it was just like, there's a song, and there's a song, and there's a song. And I sat down with it, so excited to have it in my living room, and had one of those magical musical moments where I started writing a song, and it wrote itself in 5 minutes, start to finish. And that was Breaking the Chains of Love, the first song we did here for you today. And that really kind of set the compass for the direction of the band and set, you know, a lot of tone for what we wanted to do. Definitely knew we wanted to have saxophone in there, another amazing female vocalist to counter me, and then we're going to make a band that had no guitars in it.
Yeah, which is really different. Noel, you were one of the first people he called?
Yeah, sorry, I'm dealing with a little laryngitis.
So how did Fitz describe this to you?
Oh man, it was actually when I got the phone call. He was saying, "Well, you know, just listen to it." We never met before. I'd never met him. I actually met him through our saxophonist James King, and he's like, "Well, just listen to it. It's like got a kind of Motown vibe." He didn't really describe it. He was just like, sent it over. He's like, "We did this cool thing. It's kind of Motown. I think you'll feel it." And, you know, that's what happened. It was just story closed, you know.
Well, there's definitely the Motown vibe. I mean, yeah. Noel's playing a lot of tambourine, and there's a lot of tambourine on all those records. But it's kind of, to me, filtered through the 80s in a way.
That's mm-hmm. very astute of you. There's definitely a lot of 80s influence in there. You know, I'm a huge Talking Heads fan. And all of that period, my older brother was heavy into the 80s scene growing up. So as a young kid, that stuff's kind of filtered through to me. And I love that period of songwriting as well. And, you know, when we start doing this, we didn't want to just make an exact duplicate of that period. We wanted to put our own spin on it, both songwriting-wise and production-wise. And we weren't fascist about adhering to any, like, true Motown form. You know, and all those different influences, I think they just sort of naturally filtered into it in terms of the songwriting and stuff.
Well, loving the disc, it's really been fun from afar to kind of watch how this has kind of blown up in a real nice way. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to, we should hear some more music. What's next?
We got a good foot stomper. This one's called L.O.V.
Ooh, baby.
Thank you so much, everybody. All right, so we got one more for you, and this one's called Money Grabber.
Big thanks to Fits and the Tantrums, our guest today on the World Cafe, and thanks to our audience at World Cafe Live. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.